The immense Azteca Stadium, filled to the brim, is loud and intimidating. As the crowd screamed, "Mexico, Mexico," a small section in the far upper reaches of the stadium tried to keep up.
USA! USA!
About 500 Americans, many wearing bright blue velvet sombreros, red, white, and blue surfer shorts, and white t-shirts, screamed at the top of their lungs for 90 minutes. Eric Asturias from Phoenix, Arizona, says coming here to see the game is a thrill of a lifetime, even if he has to do it behind a police line.
Okay, there's about 100 police surrounding you with full riot gear.
Exactly, and, you know, it's alarming, but we're all out here to have a good time.
Asturias and his friend Austin Matheny said they could have waited a few more months to watch the U.S. team play Mexico at home in Ohio, but it just wouldn't be the same.
No, definitely not as exciting down here. Look at all the security around us, all the Mexicans who hate us. Yeah. This is where you want to be. This is where a soccer fan comes to live.
Despite days of hype and the possibility of a first-ever official U.S. victory at the storied stadium, the game fell very short of expectations. Even though Mexico dominated, keeping the U.S. on the defensive, they couldn't score. Even their star striker, Javier Chicharito Hernandez, couldn't connect. In 17 shots and 15 corner kicks, not one goal was to be had. Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated says the U.S. may not have won, but they have a lot to brag about.
This place has been a house of horrors for the U.S. over the years, and to get this result here and quiet 110,000 Mexican fans is a huge moment for U.S. soccer.
The Mexican fans didn't go too quietly. After the final whistle, a rain of beer cups and soda cans came crashing down on the U.S. fan section, as well as on many in the press box. Uriel Valverde says the rivalry between the U.S. and Mexico is a long and bitter one.
Somos vecinos incómodos.
We are neighbors, uncomfortable neighbors, he says, laughing, and that makes for a great rivalry and a great game. Last night's draw put the U.S. in third place in its quest to qualify for the World Cup. Mexico dropped to fifth. The two rivals meet up again in September, but this time in the U.S.
Because we support the U.S., the U.S.
Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.